Hey, what's up, y'all? Jeremy Anderson here. Super excited to tell you about the Next Level Speakers Conference. Look, y'all, this is our fourth annual conference taking place right here in Atlanta, Georgia, June 23rd through 25th, downtown at the Hyatt Regency. Why is this important? This is 3 days of power-packed action. I'm going to be speaking. We got E.T., the number one motivational speaker in the world, in the building. We got Inky Johnson, Dr. Darius Daniels, Pastor Keon Henderson, Pastor John Hanna, Dr. Darnell Jarvie Harmon. Y'all see Yandy all over TV every week. We got Jen Gottlieb. It's going to be so many amazing speakers, and you want to be there. This is the conference to come to because we have panels, we got guest speakers, we got some speakers we haven't even told y'all about yet. This is the place to be June 23rd to 25th right here downtown Atlanta, Georgia. The Next Level Speakers Conference, the theme for this year is World Changers. Do me a favor though, don't meet us there, beat us there.
Y'all get the intro later. Jay, listen to me. Listen to me right now. You said you're loyal to who?
I'm loyal to blood.
But Jay, me and you not blood related.
I know I'm loyal to you too. But if it come between you and Chris and you in the wrong, he was dogging you out, Chris. He was
like,
how come Jay ain't up there yelling at Chris?
I didn't dog you out though. I just want him to be consistent. I just want him to be consistent. I just said, watch Jay's energy.
But you wouldn't have said that if she was down here though.
Yes, I would have.
No, you wouldn't have because she was down here.
That's because you were trying to out me without giving her perspective.
He missed it.
All right, y'all. Basically, what y'all missed is that this, y'all. Jay has a strict timeline for us to be ready for the podcast, right? If Mike Moss is late coming down here, oh, you're going to hear it. Bro, let me tell you, a couple weeks ago, I needed to iron a shirt. I'm traveling from a suitcase. He's flying us in for these episodes. I needed to iron my shirt. Dude's like, oh, you need an iron? Yeah, Jay, I don't live here. Yeah, bro, my stuff is wrinkled. Bruh. It's packed up. And then he's going to try to look at himself and be like, bro, look, yeah, you got a closet, Jay. You live here.
My stuff still be folded in the closet, too, though.
Do it?
Yeah.
Why?
It's all good, though. Average. It's all good.
My point is this, y'all.
Let's open up the episode, though.
No. I got you. My point is that we need to be loyal across the board. Because who's wrong, Jay?
You are.
I was wrong? Mm-hmm. All right, cool. So we agree to disagree. Matter of fact, we disagree to disagree. I don't even agree to disagree. I know I'm right, but it has nothing to do with y'all. So with that said, welcome back, y'all. It's the Next Level Living Podcast. Number one ranked podcast amongst anybody who likes podcasts. You just saw why. It's your favorite podcast. Favorite podcast. Yeah. And I'm back. I know Jeremy feeling good. I don't know how K-Hart feeling after all this deception she just got whispered into.
I got deceived. Yeah, I feel like I got slighted a lot.
For sure. Jay,
and it's coming from the left side of the couch.
That's crazy.
Mm. Might be to y'all right. But
yeah, I feel good. Thanks for asking how I feel, Mike. I feel good.
I said, I know
Chris, how you feeling?
I was feeling good when I came down.
Yeah, you had enough time, didn't you?
Yeah, because I have hair. Thank you.
I do too. So I just started from the bottom. First of all, why the production team going crazy back there? Like the production team liked that joke too much. Like, first of all, that joke is against
low key, our listeners, our viewers are probably going crazy too.
First of all, the joke applies to me and Jeremy. Why do everybody make like?
Wait, why did you pull Jeremy into this? Yes,
Jeremy bald too. We got the same cut.
No, I'm not.
We are twins. No, yes, you do. That's Mr. Potato and I'm Head. We are a team. Like, we are a unit. What do you mean?
Don't suck me into that. Well, I don't have a problem.
You look like yourself Head. Right, like, why would you do that?
What would you say?
Why did you call yourself Head?
So look, today's episode.
A good nickname.
Come on, let's bring it in. Okay. Let's bring it on.
Okay.
Okay.
Jeremy's getting
serious.
Okay.
Let's get serious now because we do need to do our shout out.
Yes.
For the Speakers Academy.
Yes.
So today we are going back to Atiyah Johnson.
Oh, I remember
initially Atiyah. We talked about her 75K gig, but we didn't talk about how she wanted more for it. They didn't give her more, but she ended up getting blessed in abundance still.
Come on, talk
about
it. So
I think she was asking for like 125.
Yeah.
And end up getting 75K. Please tell me. First of all, I hear 75K.
That's
only one school, one contract.
For part-time work.
And now, with that job, with that gig, she is being put in every school in the state.
In the state.
Not in the district.
Not the district, not the city, the state.
Wow.
So you
I don't
see,
even know how that's possible. So I'm gonna just take this moment in while you keep describing it, because that's amazing.
Shout out to Black Girl Magic, man. Shout out to Atiyah Johnson. I love her spirit. I love her energy. Her and her husband be at all the events, all the masterminds we have, the conferences. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to celebrate her this year at our conference. You know we're gonna have her on stage.
Of course.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's gonna win a couple of awards. So I'm super proud of her. Super duper proud of her. And, you know, we celebrate the 75,000, but when you operate with a spirit of excellence and you got mm-hmm. a good heart, they was just like, nah, we want you in every school, yeah. not just in the district, but in the state.
Yeah. That's wild.
That's bonkers. That's like, that's life. That's life-changing opportunities to change a whole bunch of lives and give them opportunities.
There's so, much potential within for that, sure. too. Mm. Yeah.
Well, she ain't got to leave the state.
She
build all that wealth, all that financial success right there from her
you
state.
You tell me she right now she national. Could become a felon and still make all her money. Because, you know, they can't leave. So, like, she could literally become a felon. Like, I just need perspective. I want everybody just to think, like, this is how my mind works. You didn't think of that, Jay? Because I know people could not leave the state for a while. Like, I don't know if this applies to you, Jay, or not. But
oh, I see what you did there. I see what you're saying.
It's cool.
So, like, she could do a crime and then not need to leave.
And still could have her gigs because she wouldn't leave the parameters of her jurisdiction. Like,
or she could leave and travel the world because now she can afford
to. Although she would not have this as a felon because you cannot be in a school as a felon. But anyway, that's just logistics.
So what are we talking about today? Mrs. Details.
Don't do a crime. Moral of the story.
Well, of course, y'all. Don't do a crime. But if you do, just make a nonviolent offense and like tax type stuff because they don't give as many.
For sure. And make sure you got that alibi cover
for
too.
For sure.
But anyway.
Different between 2 years in life. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't know. I just, documentaries. A&E, y'all. A&E.
I promise we have a topic today, though. I promise we do.
What are we talking about today?
Hey, sure. We can talk
you
about
know what?
We can talk
we can
about
do
my
it
way.
Your way.
We can do it my way. Or no. We can do it whose way, Jay?
Yahweh.
Okay. Let's do it Yahweh. Clearly, my way ain't been working. Clearly,
my
y'all.
Way version. So I coined this phrase, years ago when I would speak and I would just tell people, like, you know, there was a time in my life when I was trying things my way and it didn't work out. I would lose, but I tried the Yahweh's and I begin to win. For those of y'all that don't know, Yahweh is another name for God, right? So like Jesus, Yahshua, the Messiah, like it's another name for God. People be feeling like, but there was no J in the Bible back in the day. Okay, well, his name was actually, you know, saying Yahshua. So Yahweh is another name for God. And so I tried it my way. I lost. I tried it Yahweh's. I started winning. So I didn't try it my way. It's like, okay, what's the way that God has for me? And that's what we're talking about today in this episode. So I'm going to ask you, Chris, and then I'm going to ask Mike, you know what I'm saying, some things, some areas in their lives when they wanted to maybe do things their way. Maybe they tried it and it didn't work out. And then they said, okay, let me try it Yahweh's, and it began to work out. So we're going to talk about that. And then we'll talk about the complexities of it, because sometimes it's hard. Yeah. You know, I got some things in my life now, which is like, I really want to do it my way, but I'm believing that God wants me to do something different. But I just honestly don't want that. Yeah. But it's just like, but he knows what's best for me. But I'm like, I still don't want it. And so it's kind of weird. Mm-hmm. I'm in that weird space. What about y'all? What y'all think about that?
Well, for me, in my career, for those of you who don't know, I'm in the music industry and I manage artists. For me, it's been quite the journey. I've been through a lot of different camps, and initially I was like trying to make certain things work for so long. And it was like, I was kind of like battling against my spirit. Like God told me, like, no, this is not where I want you. And I'm like, yeah, but this is where I want to be. And so then I would pray for him to like help me in this situation. He's like, why am I about to, like, yeah, okay, but make sure you're good. But like, why am I going to help you in this situation? This is not where I want you. So eventually you're going to see that and you're going to let me do it my way. And so I struggled with it for a long time. But then once I kind of like was still for a minute and I backed up and I stopped trying to do things my way, God was able to intervene and set me up for an even better situation than the one I was fighting for. And so now it's like I have so much peace where I am. It's like there's levels to it, but I have so much peace in knowing that I feel like I'm in alignment versus me trying to force my alignment. And so now I'm just like, I can't wait to see what's next in this journey, in this path, because if it ever starts to feel like I'm fighting like I was before, I'm like, I don't want that. Mm-hmm. I don't want those problems, because I know that God is just like, okay, well, if you don't do it this way, I'm gonna have to wait for you to let me come in so that I can do my job. Mm. And so that's one thing that I'm so grateful for right now, is like allowing him to do his thing. And then me just being able to see everything that he's doing within me and not know it, but trust that he has the best plan for me.
Yeah.
So,
that's good.
You know that's what? Good. Hearing you talk, Kay, like, I want you to do that more. Like, I love the fact that our listeners are hearing, maybe for the fourth time, just getting a brand new perspective of hearing like your career and how you have kind of gone through that. Like, that's pretty dope. Like, I really rock with that.
It's crazy, because I'm gonna say this real quick, Mike. I know the situation you're talking about, and you really wanted to make it work, but it wasn't good for you. And it was toxic. And you was like, man, I put so much in. It's like I've got so much equity with this artist. But God was like, baby, I got equity with you.
Right.
And this is not working out. And this is not what's best for you. And this ain't the environment. And you taking on this stress, it's impacting your relationship. Yes. It's impacting your health. You know what I'm saying? And so you made that decision and felt a lot lighter. Mm. And now I see the positions you in now.
Yeah. And I didn't even share everything on the podcast. One day.
So I get it now. Yeah. But you didn't know.
No.
You was just thinking like, man, God, I was able to do boom, boom, boom. And he was like, but I've got so much more for you.
He was like, you're thinking too low level, though.
Mm. But what's your handle on Instagram?
Dream big, do bigger.
Come on. You know what I'm saying?
Dream big, do bigger.
But it just feels so good to be in this space right now.
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel like I'm fighting him.
Right.
So, yeah.
And I think that's the thing about being in alignment. It's like, okay, I don't have to fight it. I know you with me. I know you got a plan.
Yeah.
I'm just going to just rock out and listen and take the approach you want me to take.
Mm-hmm.
And trust, it's your responsibility to work it out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking like, shoot, I'm about to just do what you told me to do, but it ain't my responsibility to make sure it blow up or go viral or whatever.
And if it
I'm
does,
just going to show up.
Okay, that's what it was supposed to do.
Right. And if not, then that's cool. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I think when you get to that point, it's like, okay, I'm at peace. I'm good. I did what you told me to do. God, you take it from there. That's the sweet spot.
And it was so hard, because I do like to be proactive in everything and like, you know, make sure I'm mapping out everything. But then once I took this approach, I was like, I've been doing myself a disservice, because I don't need to know the answers.
Yeah. And you know, we're talking about like my way versus Yahweh. It's like, I'm real, like, so my way and my wish is for you to work with us full time. And I'm believing in the future, that's going to be Yahweh's plan too.
Through that curve in there. Y'all saw that? Okay.
You ain't got to move here to Atlanta.
Since when?
She can still stay in LA. She don't got to move here.
It depends what Yahweh say.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because Jay, I ain't never seen JB.
I know, he's never said that to me.
You told me he was going to come here, but then you just haven't made that move yet. I have to learn to curve my expectations.
Give me the camera.
Yeah.
How much time you got, Jay?
But it's okay.
You want to play that?
Look.
No. Tell the viewers you don't want to play that, Jay.
He's hijacking.
You don't get
your
to
segment.
Play me and then just go on. Like, they're going to comment.
I'm about to pass
me.
It to you. I'm about to behind the back pass. Watch this. I would love to see Chris. But again, you know, just whenever you're ready, cuz we ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna get my paper up so I can afford you. You know what I'm saying? And before you know it, Mike, he gonna stick with his commitment and being, but I know delayed is not denied.
Yeah.
And I know it's only a matter of time, big dog. Yep.
So
your way versus Yahweh. Because your way would have been to be here a year ago, right? But obviously that wasn't a part of God's plan. Because we weren't even ready to receive you yet, truth be told.
Yeah.
Like, we still need to get some more things in alignment.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that it makes sense and it's a win for everybody.
Yeah. And what's crazy is that by you actually being truthful to your process, it actually ended up blessing me to be able to keep doing both.
Mm-hmm.
Because now I'm figuring out ways to manage both and still take myself to the next level doing it Yah's ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yah's way.
just take out that first S.
Yahweh's. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the deep laugh that you be doing that be killing me. You could have chuckled. It's the...
Let me try to chuckle.
Yeah. There you go. It was
that
just
feels fake.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, like, I do really feel like God really be doing his thing. And it takes a lot of pressure off when you don't sabotage yourself by trying to control it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted to come out here so bad, bro. I was excited. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was looking forward to it. And I started telling people about it early on just to make sure that I didn't allow my comfort zone to keep me from coming. I was like, nope, you done put too much in there. You invested in it. And God was just like, all right, I appreciate you being ready, but now I'm gonna stop it. Now I'm gonna hold it off. And I'm not done with you, but we done with it for now. You know what I'm saying? And so now that we're in this new season, it ain't changed nothing. We still good. Mm-hmm. We still rocking. Like, next level is over everything. Like, it's still the family, but it just looks a different way. And so now, man, God is just allowing us he's increasing our territory, and he's allowing me to embrace the process of being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
We moving. That's right. We can't take it no more. This is over. We got a new channel, dog. Listen, y'all, the Next Level Living Podcast, we have an official YouTube page now. We need y'all to hop over and join us. The community has been so strong. Y'all been commenting back and forth with us. Y'all been telling us that y'all want easier access. We are giving it to you now.
Yes, and we're giving you more content.
More content, y'all.
You're going to see more of me, more of Mike.
What's up?
We about to be out here hitting the streets. We about to do some things.
Don't even give them too much. But just know, y'all gonna get some treats. We got stuff special planned for y'all, man. It's all because we appreciate the love and support that y'all done poured out to us.
So
number one, like, comment, subscribe. If you're on Instagram, you want to share that content, man, make sure we keep going. TikTok as well. We need you guys' support, and we want you guys to just keep being you. But we are making a specific page for the Next Level Living Podcast. It's going to be official now, y'all.
Yep.
We here, and we appreciate y'all love and support, man. Thank you so much. Now let's get back to the episode. Like, man, y'all, I cannot tell y'all how much peace comes with being uncomfortable when you're not responsible for my own security.
Right.
Like, when I give God permission to make sure that I'm taken care of, I only have to worry about being obedient to the process.
I feel that, right. Yeah.
Y'all, I know I'm going to get y'all tired out with this new journey that I'm on. Mm. It's just that's all I know right now. So that because it's always teaching me something new, that's where my knowledge and my relations comes from in terms of relating to this topic. But I've never cooked. Like, I've never cooked food. Like, I've had little things to keep me alive. It wasn't cooking, y'all. Like, I don't know what I was doing. Might have been microwaving some meat that was pre-cooked before, putting it on some rice that I was reading. You know what I'm saying? But I wasn't cooking. You know what I'm saying? Bro, I had somebody come up to me a couple weeks ago and was laughing at me. I had my headphones in. I had everything, all my vegetables and stuff on the stove. And they came in laughing. It's like, you are so funny. I was like, I didn't tell a joke. And her response to me was like, oh, I didn't mean like that. I was like, well, okay, this is awkward. So get to it. And her point was that, oh, Mike, I've just seen you for like the last 6 years and I've never seen you in the kitchen cooking. She was like, but this last 2 or 3 weeks, you turned into a chef. Like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm desperate. I'm desperate. I cannot stay the same no more. And I have a deadline on that. I am tired of doing life my way.
Yes.
What you about to say? I thought you was cutting me off. No. What the heck was you doing?
No, keep it on. Keep it on.
Oh my God! I thought he flexed at me.
No, I caught a cramp in my back.
I thought you trying to punch me. I thought he said, "Shut up! You talking too long." But y'all, seriously, like when you give God the reins to your life, like of course let's talk about it. It's scary, right? Like it's extremely uncomfortable, but it's also freeing. Like if you value peace. Begin to. Mm-hmm. Number one, please begin to. If you aren't intentional about what it is that you want for your life, you need to make a list of the things that you would like most in your life and include the things that matter that other people will never know about. I'm talking about joy. I'm talking about peace. I'm talking about true love. Not another person, just loving yourself. Like truly, truly like acceptance of what is and who you are and what you can become. Like when you start thinking of those things, like all of a sudden, money doesn't become the motivation. Peace does. You know what I'm saying? Like when your family may be drifting apart, but on Instagram, you're a success. You start wanting to mend relationships. You want to start calling and making that call for forgiveness. I forgive you or I need forgiveness. You know what I'm saying?
Like, So do me a favor. So tell me about a time now, currently, previously, when you wanted to do things your way And then God was like, bump that. That's not what I have for you. And then you realize, like, okay, I was tripping.
My weight.
Okay.
For sure. Like I told y'all, like, this is my, I'm going to be, now that we've opened up the can, like, I'm just going to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm learning so much about myself.
So, but
now,
what exactly was your way? Because you just said your weight.
My weight was being comfortably unsuccessful. I was comfortably losing. I was comfortably failing constantly, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, how do I put this? Like, I wasn't happy about the fact that I weighed so much, but it wasn't my number one focus. Like, it wasn't that big of a deal to me. Like, what meant more to me was how I was as a person or what I was focused on doing. Mm-hmm. But what I realized is that slowly it started deteriorating things that did matter to me. Mm-hmm. My knees were hurting when I tried to run. I couldn't play basketball like I used to. Like, people, you go on a plane and people look at you just like, man, you're big. Did you used to play football? And I was just like, no. Dang, that's crazy. I used to be point guard in basketball. Like, I ain't even the right sport. Like, did I play football? No, ma'am. I'm not a linebacker, ma'am. I'm a shooting guard. She like, okay. Okay. But think about it, y'all. Like, as funny as it is, think about how humbling it is when you don't even look like a resemblance of what you're supposed to be.
Wow.
When people can't even notice what's inside of you because you don't even resemble what it is you're supposed to be. Mm. Now, granted, y'all, we can laugh at this because I like being bigger, right? So the jokes and stuff like that, don't get it twisted. Don't feel bad for me. Like,
you mean when you say you like being bigger?
Okay, so when I was younger, bro, right when I got to college, I was 163 pounds. And I remember, watch out though. So I remember like talking to a girl one time and she was just like, Mike, you cute, but you just too little for me. And I was just like, what? Too little? I was just like, ain't nobody gonna ever say that. I didn't feel like a man no more. I was like a little. I felt like she just looked at me and was just like, you are a boy. Like, that's cute, but you a boy. And I was just like, never again.
They don't say that to you now though,
bro.
Boy.
What?
Oh. <I'm done. laughs>
Look at
all right, guys. Oh.
Lemon pepper wings, mama. Ross, Moss, stick it to the limit, eating to the limit. Okay, what we doing? Why am I this childish? At this point, it's my fault. Like, this is accountability looks like. I'm done with this part. The part is over, okay? The joke's over.
So, I got you.
Okay.
So your way was just being comfortable.
Being comfortable.
I'm going to eat what I want to eat. I'm going to eat what I want to eat.
He can't speak. My gosh. This is a podcast.
I'm
going to
eat what I want to eat. I'm going to eat when I want to eat. I'm going to eat how I want to eat. Right? That was your way. You know, but Yahweh was like, nah, you're going to do a detox. You're going to juice. You're going to be on a certain type of diet. And you're not going to eat after a certain time.
Bro, okay. You just did it. All right, y'all. Congratulations. Everybody clap it up. We just got to the pivotal part of the podcast. You just did it, Jay. You don't even realize it. I was frustrated last year. I felt I wanted to be in Atlanta so bad. I just thought about this. I was so mad when I wasn't able to be here by the deadline that we did, and I didn't have a reason why. I was frustrated. Let me tell you, do you know that everything that I was praying and asking God for happened just from me start sticking to my diet? Let me just tell y'all what this man did. I don't know how God works and does this type of stuff. Jeremy has started almost managing my life since I started doing this. Jeremy has taken the most, probably the biggest active interest in my success to losing weight. He's never mentioned to me before that I was too big or anything like that. He just loved me in wherever space I was at. Mm-hmm. But as soon as he saw that I wanted to do the best thing for my life, he said he would do anything to make it successful. Mm-hmm. Bro, you stepped in and I was like, how can I be a bigger part of next level? I want to do more. This dude started like, bro, once you do this, do you understand you a guru? Do you understand we're going to have to make things for you? We're going to have to plan out something. He started doing things for me I didn't even know was possible simply because he was just impressed that I was so serious about this. Mm-hmm. So my thing is that my frustration was from God not giving me what I wanted. And God was like, you're not even who Jay can use yet. Mm-hmm. You're not even what Jay needs to actually put in that position. You're going to ruin it.
if you don't have what it takes when Jay puts you in this position. So for me, I'm sitting here and I you know what I did, bro? I gave up. I said, God, you know what? I don't know. I love this. I love this so much. I want to be a part of this so much. I'm waiting on you and I stopped working on me.
Wow. All right. Wow.
That's the bar, yo. I stopped waiting on you and I stopped working on me. And as soon as I start working on me without expectation, this dude found me. Bro, you found me, bro. And I'm telling you, bro, you left me a voice message one time. You probably don't even remember it. But I'm telling you, you was like, Mike, I don't care who you got in your corner. I don't care who is helping you. I don't care who's telling you they support you. He's like, bro, don't nobody support you more than me. And bro, when I tell you, dog, like, man, bro.
Yeah.
It was one of them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I already know. I already know. And for me, because I know, like, we like food. Me and Mike, we don't drink. We don't smoke.
Yep.
It's like, we're going to celebrate. We're going to break bread. We're going to eat. And so he was doing something that I was, like, that was hard for me. To be like, yo, I'm going to go straight plant-based. Like, I'm going to go straight juice, detox. Like, and so for the love I have for you, I'm like, bruh. I'm already seeing in the spirit realm the breakthroughs God gonna give you financially, holistically, relationship-wise, like mentally, like I'm seeing a whole nother level of you. And I was just like, yo, if you can just master that. But I know sometimes when you're embarking upon something really, really heavy, you need somebody that's also lifted heavy to be in your corner. That's like, bro, I love you. I got your back. I'm thinking about you. And God just be having you on my heart.
Bro.
That's why I hit you at the most random times.
And every time it's the perfect time. I be struggling so much. And I'm just like, listen, I just had a bad day where either I ate a meal because something didn't go the way the day happened. I wasn't able to get to the grocery store. My car, somebody got fraud on my car. Somebody tried to get my car, so my car wasn't working. I went grocery shop. I'm in the thing embarrassing myself, like looking like I don't have no money on my account. And I got all of this stuff. I'm actually trying to do the right thing.
Yeah.
And there's hiccups and
that's
stuff.
The devil.
Like, bro, you know what I'm saying? And I'm sitting there. And then the whole next day, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, you know what? Forget all this, bro. I'm about to go get a burger. And like I know it's going to make me feel better.
And you're not talking about like a plant-based burger.
Oh, bro, I'm not. I'm talking about bread. I'm talking about extra condiments. I'm talking about everything that I'm not supposed to have on this sheet. Turn the phone off.
Mayo, mustard,
bro,
all that.
I need extra of it all. Yeah. You know why? Because I haven't had it in so long. I want to remind myself of what I used to have when I was my happiest, was in small moments. It wasn't a longevity thing. I had to keep eating. Because I couldn't be happy long term.
Wow.
So right now, I have to remind myself that it's okay to be uncomfortable or unhappy when I'm drinking a smoothie because it makes me so much happier long term.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how good it feels to be celebrated for something that I'm not even confident in. People are complimenting me on a weight that I'm losing, and I don't even feel responsible for it because I'm just being obedient. It's almost like like it's Yah's way.
Yep.
Like, it's literally Yah's way. Like, I can't even get excited or take, like, confident credit for what I'm doing because I'm literally following someone else's God.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Coach James, but, like, God is the one who did. Man, bro, like, it's different, man.
But you know, you got your brothers that's going to hold you accountable.
For sure.
That's going to give you the game, the insight, and now you got to just go through and execute it. So I tap in with you from time to time because I know you're like, I'm not doing it my way. I'm doing the Yahweh's. Yeah. I'm doing the plan that God has for me. Yep. And sometimes that can be frustrating.
Yep.
No, let's talk about that. Can be lonely.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes the plan God has for you can be depressing, can be very frustrating. You can kind of feel like, man, why things ain't working out? People don't really understand me. Like, people not really seeing me. You can feel unappreciated, but you still got to show up every single day and handle your business.
Yeah.
And I know how taxing emotionally that can be. And so in this episode, y'all, we're not just talking about, you know, weight loss or whatever. We're just talking about really gaining clarity.
For sure.
Right? And we realize, I think what gives me the most peace is I know, Chris, I'm like, man, I don't really know what's best for me, but God does.
God does. Exactly.
So God does. She do a song called God Does. Yeah. So for me, I don't know all the different plans, but I just know if I keep seeking the one that makes the plans for me, I'm going to be Gucci. For a long time, I tried it my way. I wanted to do things a certain type of way, and it wasn't working. When I got in alignment with God, it was like, all right, big guy, what you got for me?
Yeah.
Close the doors you don't want me to go through. Open the ones you do want me to go through. And if I'm not sure, put qualified, certified people in my life
that
I can get some advice from, because I don't always have the answers. Sometimes I'll be lost. Sometimes I'll be like, man, should I do this or that? Or am I tripping? Am I looking at it wrong? I need some perspective. Let me get somebody that can challenge me.
And the thinking can just discourage you on its own. Goodness. Like not knowing the answer.
Overwhelming, consuming. Yes. So now I tap in with people because the Bible says there's safety in the multitude of counsel.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
now
yeah,
I'm tapping in with people like, hey, is this what you would suggest I do? I'm thinking about this. This is how I'm feeling. Am I tripping? Like, what's your thoughts? And then they give me that thought and insight. And then I'm able to go from there. You know what I'm saying? And so yeah, your takeaway should be, okay, who are the people within my community? Who are the people I have relationships with that I can get advice and insight from? You know what I'm saying? How do I figure out what's my will versus what God's will? Oftentimes, we're going to want to do things our way.
Yeah.
So if you're like, I'm not really sure if this is God's will, well, does it glorify him or does it please you?
Does it feel too comfortable for
you? You know what I'm saying? Does it feel too comfortable for you? Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because there are times when we pursue comfort and we pursue safety. And God is like, I need you to pursue me.
Mm-hmm.
And by pursuing me, that means you got to pursue the cross. Mm. That means this thing that you're about to experience, this thing you're about to embark upon, it's going to be painful. It's going to be challenging. It's going to be frustrating. You're going to feel lonely. You're going to feel misunderstood. But it's going to produce something even stronger and even more powerful inside you. And that's what God is ultimately wanting to do. He didn't already die for your sins now.
Yeah.
He didn't already sent his son. Now he just like, okay, let me make you stronger now. Mm-hmm. So we ain't walking around here weak, but saved and sanctified.
Yeah.
Like, let me make you powerful. Let me make you more anointed. Let me give you more clarity, more focus, more drive, more grit. You know, it's in a stronger perspective, a pure heart. Yeah. So you can really be the force out here in the world that God has called you to be. It's a dark world we live in. Folks out here hurting.
Very.
Folks out here struggling. Folks out here trying to figure out how they're going to get by. But God wants you to use you. Yeah, you that's listening or watching right now. Y'all see us. We regular people. Y'all, we be acting up. We be cutting up. Sometimes we laugh at something way longer than we could have. We just having a good time, right?
Yeah.
But now we talking about that real.
Yeah.
So you got to ask yourself, what is God calling you to do? What is God calling you to have? What is he calling you to accomplish? What is he calling you to experience for you to go to that next level? Mm-hmm. Always grateful.
Never settle.
So you got to ask yourself, like, okay, what is it that I got to do? What pivots, what adjustments do I got to make? And you ask yourself, okay, I got multiple options. This is what I want. This is really what I want. But God, is that what you have for me? Like, I'm in that place right now. I'm like, I really don't want to go this route, but this is the route that God wants me to go with. So I'm going to rock with it because that's what he has for me, because he knows what's best for me. Because when I was in my mama's womb, when I was in my mama's stomach, he already had a plan for me. He'd already approved of me. He already knew, you know what I'm saying, the plans that he had for me, the plans to give me a hope in the future. He wanted to prosper me. He already had that stuff pre-planned, preset. He was like, this is what I have for my son. And all I got to do now is follow his cues and I'm going to keep winning. And I believe when we can really master that, then we master a next level living.
Like, comment, and
subscribe. See y'all next week. Yeah, like, comment, subscribe, all that. We'll see y'all next week.
Yeah.